Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate hanging out with you for the afternoon, that's for sure. Folks, this program is sponsored in part by the United Steelworkers and the United Auto Workers, and we appreciate their support very much. Joining us today, we've got Katie Sullivan. She's with Media Matters. Katie, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Katie, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Apparently, President Trump has taken a cue from conservative media, and he consistently misuses the term fake news. He says anything that's against him is fake news.
Yep, that's right. Any polls he doesn't like, any stories he doesn't like, any organizations he doesn't like CNN, all fake news.
Wow.
Yes. We've actually inauguration. We've been
it was a fake inauguration. Nobody saw the real one. There were millions of people there.
Yeah, if only I had known where to go to that one.
This is like arguing with a toddler.
Yeah, and it's not just on that. It's on, you know, everything so far.
3 o'clock. Do we have any confirmation that at 3 o'clock in the morning he called General Franks to ask about a strong dollar?
I haven't seen any confirmation about that, but I have heard that story.
Okay. Maybe it wasn't 3 o'clock. Maybe it wasn't 3 o'clock.
Yeah, maybe not.
Could have been 4. General was already up, you know, doing, you know, morning general things. But, you know, this is amazing to me. And just out of hand, outright dismissal of everything he doesn't like. And he's not the only one.
No, not at all. We have, since his inauguration, been tracking, we have an ongoing living document, the Trump administration's war on the press. And we are documenting every time he or a major person in his administration, attacks the media. So far that's been him, Kellyanne Conway, Sean Spicer, Reince Priebus. I can't remember if that's it so far. But, you know, we have an entry for almost every single day. And some days we have up to 5 entries. And it's, you know, them calling media fake news. It's them, you know, Trump saying, I have a running war with the media. It's, Kellyanne Conway saying we might need to rethink our relationship with the media. And so this is part of, you know, there's two theories. I think they're both to some degree correct. I think the one that I definitely believe is correct is that he just can't help himself, that he lashes out when he is angry, and this is the form that that is taking. And the other theory is that this is some broader strategy to delegitimize the media. And I think that that has some credibility as well.
I think that there is a huge effort on this administration's part to delegitimize the media because there are things that they suspect are going to be coming out very shortly. Relationships with foreign governments and foreign leaders and foreign espionage agencies. And they want to be able to say, no, that's not true. It didn't happen. That's why it's the Lugan press. That's why it's the lying media. That's why it's fake news. And they're hoping that if they say that enough times and they say it loudly enough and they prep the community and the public for it now, that that will deflect what the real facts are.
Absolutely. There was a media expert who a few months ago, I think, said it really, really well, which is that what he's trying to do is to inoculate himself in advance, like giving himself a vaccine. So that when the media does, you know, publish all of his tax returns and find out, you know, what his business dealings are, or, you know, when there is some really damaging information, nobody that supports him is going to believe it.
There you go. there you go. It's not the first time this has happened. It's just that this is probably the most aggressive prosecution of that type of behavior that we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, it scares me because, you know, Kellyanne Conway has this talking point that, you know, the media and the White House are going to have to co-parent the country for the next 4 years, which is just absolutely absurd because the media is not here to work with the administration. The media's actual job is to be adversarial to the administration to keep them accountable.
Right. And quite frankly, co-parenting, the implication that Donald Trump is there to lead us by the hand, quite frankly, is just appalling. Yo, dude, you work for us, and we're going to hold you accountable. And if you don't get the job done right, we're going to fire you in 4 years. You know, what can I tell you? So that's what I think we're up against. And how do we get through this? I mean, how do we stop them from citing these bogus websites and these bogus accusations, claiming they're real, and moving forward?
Well, I think it's really up to, you know, the media itself, and then it's up to the rest of the country to support that media, keep them accountable, but also when they are doing good journalism, you know, support them, and when they are holding the administration accountable, you know, support them also. I mean, you know, the media absolutely needs to be held accountable by us, the public. But, you know, this is actually a real threat because there's some, you know, percent of the country who will believe Donald Trump no matter what he says and no matter what evidence comes out, you know, against him.
Right. But that's less than 25% of the population. The rest of us were adults.
That's a significant percent. And if that's if all of them vote and, you know, a smaller percent of the rest of the country votes, then that could, you know, really have some electoral influence.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. That's how we got into this predicament.
Right.
But speaking of media doing a good job, Katie Sullivan of Media Matters. Katie, how do we find out more about you and Media Matters?
You and your listeners should check out our website, mediamatters.org, and follow us on Twitter at MMFA, and check us out on Facebook.
Absolutely. And Katie, thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate it. Say hello to everybody for us. And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Katie Sullivan of Media Matters. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.